This is KCUR 89.3. Schools are changing how they approach career and technical education, but not all schools are stepping away from preparing all students for college. Most of Kansas City's charter schools still focus on college prep. As KCUR's Ellie Moxley explains, a lot of charters are reluctant to embrace career and technical education.
Tamar Jacoby leads an organization that promotes career and technical education, Opportunity America. A few years ago, she was trying to come up with a list of charter high schools doing job training.
Some people would say things like, I think there's one in California.
Jacoby ended up compiling a list of about 200 career-focused charters, or less than 3% of all charter schools in the U.S. She was shocked the number was so low. After all, inherent flexibility in the charter model would let schools experiment.
I was on a stage with one of the national leaders of the charter movement, and I said, you know, CTE is an exciting new thing. And he said, don't you dare come to my school and tell young people that they're not going to go to college. I promised them MIT and Amherst.
Here's what Jacoby hadn't understood at the time. Parents of color didn't want their kids to attend an experiment. They wanted their kids' schools to deliver on promises to get them to college. For too long, students of color had been told they weren't college material, then tracked into vocational programs.
And they literally had things like shoe shining. I mean, tracking doesn't even cover it, how offensive it was. You know, it was a dumping ground for kids of color.
Kansas City doesn't have any career-focused charter high schools. That's probably because of how Missouri's charter law came about. It was passed in 1998 to create new schools that could succeed where the urban districts had failed. So a lot of the schools that opened in the next decade promised to get students into college. Tony Klein is the superintendent of one of those schools, University Academy.
And the vision is to be the best college prep public school in the country.
Juniors and seniors at University Academy spend an hour a day in a college seminar, just learning how to navigate the admissions process. Senior Kenneth Mitchell thought he had it all figured out, until he had to actually pick a school.
Like, I was like, oh yeah, I know where I want to go, like, it's going to be easy, like, financial aid can't be that hard. And then, like, we start doing, like, deep college search, and then I was like, oh, yeah, this is a lot harder than expected.
Mitchell eventually settled on Cornell University, where he plans to study architecture. Most of his classmates will also be pursuing four-year degrees. A few won't, and Klein says University Academy tries to support them, too.
They say, hey, I want to go into culinary arts. We're still going to be there and help give them the advice. If that's what you want to do, what is the best culinary arts program you can get into? Who are the chefs that you should study under? What does that career path look like?
But even if a student decides to be a chef, Klein says University Academy still wants them to be prepared for a four-year college.
If you didn't get yourself ready for a four-year college and you change your mind when you're 23, 24, 25, it's really hard to go back and take those necessary AP courses or dual credit courses.
The career classes University Academy offers are all geared towards professional fields like accounting and advanced coding. The real career education comes outside of school in the form of summer enrichment. Senior Dominique Johnson studied abroad in India.
So I started off wanting to do art, and my program that I got chose for was medicine, like traditional medicine. And so going over there is what kind of like brought out my passion for it. So I'm planning to go to Tulane University and study either biology or neuroscience.
These kinds of opportunities aren't uncommon in affluent schools, but a lot of the students at University Academy come from low-income families. So they turn to Friends of University Academy, a nonprofit that fundraises to support students and alumni. Sonia Schaefer helps college students who graduated from University Academy land summer internships.
We did a two-day pre-internship professionalism workshop where we had like a business etiquette lunch and workshops on how to dress for success or how to bring your A game.
And that's what a lot of college prep charters are realizing. Their work isn't over when a student gets that acceptance letter. They need to get students to and through college, which means supporting them until they're established in their career. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition, we'll hear about opportunities in career and technical education for students with disabilities.